evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Dr. Lekay, the Kaizen Pharmacist. The topic to be discussed today is Pharmacy Inventory Management Algorithm, JIT, is a just-in-time model. As with other business outfits, pharmacy has to deal with resources and to determine the best way to deploy them. Pharmacists, unlike other business operators, have a lot of overheads that are, of course, time-critical in nature. As pharmacy operations become very savvy business concerns, operators are urged to go lean or go home. Gone are those days where inventories are allowed to sit and gather dust on the shelves before they are picked up by the beneficiaries, gracefully moving from push philosophy to pull philosophy. IT is the way forward here. It envisions a pharmacy that runs like a supermarket or fast food restaurant. The fast food restaurants have the buns, patties, and other condiments ready, but don't deploy until an order comes in, except of course during the rush periods where historic data justifies preparing in advance. Just-in-time inventory model was actually introduced by the Toyota Motor Company in Japan. This was fashioned after the supermarket model that originated in the United States. The supermarkets replenish their stock just as one is removed from the shelves. One of the firms that effectively uses JIT is Walmart. Indeed, though it is certainly not a small business, Walmart probably uses JIT better than any company on the face of the earth. Walmart's inventory management is one of the biggest contributors to the company's success. It's called a cross-docking system, which means that suppliers' trucks and Walmart's trucks meet at the company's warehouse. This is a very important concept, especially in business outfits that have materials with short half-lives. Retail pharmacy has two major assets at its disposal. The pharmacist, pharmacy technicians, and other support staff form the first. The second element is inventory. To uninitiated business operators, they believe in reducing manpower will lead to improved dollar management and increased customer satisfaction. This is definitely not exactly true in retail pharmacy. The inventory remains the most expensive asset the pharmacy carries, and one that will keep you best in class, and when not properly managed quickly becomes a liability, and a big one at that. Hence, retail pharmacy that will survive going forward will have to deploy improved inventory management system will enable pharmacy to perform efficiently, gracefully, with minimal negative impact on customer satisfaction secondary to out of stock situations. This system must be smart enough to accurately forecast the future inventory level based on historic data over the last 100 days. Most insurance payers favor a 90-day supply of maintenance medications in order to improve adherence and compliance, which will ultimately reduce the chances of ending up in the hospital due to complications of a manageable chronic condition. This system must also address the issue of inventory on hand vis-a-vis filled but not sold inventory. These are medications that are actually filled and they're sitting in the holding cell waiting for the customers to pick them up. Contrary to conventional belief, there is a cost associated with carrying inventory because they have a finite shelf life. As such, you want to be able to ensure inventory on hand mirrors anticipated demand. Time is ripe to have a better inventory system without incurring additional financial liability than necessary. To put things in proper perspective, consider the price of acquisition of some biologics. These medications can cost upwards of $30,000 per month supply. Having such medications sit in the pharmacy for 1 month has a depreciating value of 3% per month. It's high time that retail pharmacy owners took their running inventory seriously. Community pharmacies should aim for inventory turnaround in the teens. Turning your inventory around 12 times per year is excellent. As we know, this is a difficult task. Pharmacy operators must employ all resources to reduce inventory overhead. JIT, Just-in-Time Pharmacy Inventory System. The business will enjoy a streamlined inventory position that accurately mirrors anticipated demand. 2. This type of inventory management system will reduce the disappointment of not getting the medication on hand when needed. 3. This system allows pharmacists and staff to better understand the power of their inventory and know it directly correlates to customer satisfaction or lack thereof. 4. This system allows you to have an expanded view of what your inventory level is at any point in time, which reduces the risk of pilferage or shrink. 5. It helps your organization reduce waste and be much more efficient with allocating staff, assets, and resources. 6. Requires and represents smaller financial investment compared to the loss of inventory and mismanagement of inventory. 7. This allows a pharmacy to deal with new generics when they hit the market as patients transition from brand to generic. You don't get lumbered with unnecessary brand inventory to send back for credit. Lastly, JIT helps you better manage your expiration dates and improves your chances of getting top reimbursement when returned to the supplier. This is JIT, Just-in-Time Inventory Management System. Supply shortage. This is it may be impossible to prepare for medications that may be back ordered. Your ability to function in this instance is obviously dependent on the last order received. Secondly, inability to respond to seasonal surge in inventory unless the system is fine-tuned to address this. Now, let's look at the roles and responsibilities of pharmacists and their pharmacy technicians in the pharmacy. The inventory cost and proper management relies on a good understanding of the inventory life cycle. As such, this task should be delegated to pharmacists rather than a pharmacy technician. This makes a lot of sense since inventory is the most expensive resource carried by the pharmacy. The pharmacist can be supported by trained pharmacy technicians who have a similar understanding as described above. We're going to enumerate some of the benefits of using JIT. The primary benefit to deploy in this system is to remain in stock at all times of the needed medication. This system should be able to alert the pharmacist to inventory on the shelves as well as those filled sitting in the holding cell. Remember, I did talk about the holding cell earlier on. This is a receptacle that holds prescriptions that have been filled but not been picked up. The holding cell is a segregated area in the pharmacy that houses prescriptions already filled but not picked up. The longer this medication stayed there, the more the loss incurred by your business. With complex analytics, when a medication is determined to be out of stock or at a level unable to satisfy the current fill, the system must alert you to inventory already filled but not picked up. In most pharmacies, you have filled inventory in holding cell from 7 to 14 days and in between. This represents inventory tied up that could have been used for that waiting patient with immediate need. Now that we've talked about the benefits, advantages and disadvantages of JIT, I'm going to go up to the conclusion, which is actually my conclusion, and this is exactly what I believe should happen. As we know, an average pharmacy may hold up to $1.5 million worth of inventory. This is huge, and the management of such cannot continue to be left in the hands of untrained, underqualified team members. This is a major piece of the business and should be managed as such. It is becoming very necessary to place this under the sole authority of the staff pharmacist. In fact, staff pharmacists should become inventory managers who work alongside the pharmacy manager. The staff pharmacist automatically becomes a managing partner who is responsible for inventory affairs. The responsibilities will include the following, but not limited to this. 1. Accurately forecast the inventory need for the pharmacy for the next 1 to 2 weeks. Manage back order situations and work with prescribers to consider alternate line of therapy. Manage all recalls and other returns and ensure a replacement to fill the void. Train pharmacy technicians to perform and pull and perform return to stock as per protocol and ensure there is prime understanding of this task for the importance it is to the business. Number five, primarily manage inventory activity to reduce or eliminate chances of pilferage or shrink. Generate a report to identify medications sitting in the holding cell to fulfill current need. This will drastically reduce cases of patients living without their medications. The pharmacy of tomorrow will have to play very, very risky balancing act with respect to true inventory on hand and the anticipated need of today and the immediate future in order not to suffer degradation of customer satisfaction. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Next week, I'll be talking about blockchain. I'm so excited. I'll be talking about blockchain, how it can be leveraged in pharmacy, and how we can actually make it work for us in the pharmacy space. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Bye.